gentlemen, greetings, salutations, and terms of endearment on behalf of good old Wrigley's Fairland. This is Ben Burney, the old maestro, and all the old lads with the War Workers Program. And today's edition of this little shindig is entitled To the Ladies. Because methinks it's fitting and proper to duff me old topper to use gals who have traded in the house dress for a pair of jumpers and are in there pitching on the war production line. Yowza, lots of Uncle Sam's favorite nieces are carrying the torch. But these days, it's a welder's torch. And the way they're using it, that axis is due for one big hot foot. So wealthy. Well, gals, I know it's no pink tea when you switch from a sewing machine to a milling machine. And from time to time, you might hit a rough spot in your working day. Well, I ain't no magician, but I do know a trick that a great many folks have found helps them over the bump. And what's that, Mr. Burney? That's chewing gum. There's nothing magic about it. It's just that the pleasant motion of chewing seems to filter off the old nervous jim jams and gives them the escape battle sign, but quick. Now, Wrigley Spearmint gum, with that refreshing real spearmint flavor, is the favorite of many a war-working guy and gal, on account of that flavor is plenty long-lasting. And these days, when we've all got to make everything go as far as we can, that's a mighty solid point. Yowza, yowza. And now, as soon as old Vince, the bass player, gets through reading that book, 20 Ways to Use Up Leftovers, I guess we'll be ready to start. Poor old Vince. He's determined to find out what's cooking. Well, we're going to open with We're All In It. Caesar, if you please, sir. Yowza. Nicely done, boys. Nicely done. Axel holds that last note a little longer. You noticed that, didn't you? He wants his mother to hear it in Rhode Island. I understand. I will say one thing. You boys really played it. By gosh, you're as hot as the bottom pancake today. Comes now Elise Cooper, our little pixie from Dixie. Say, you're looking mighty sweet today, Elise.
Well, thank you, Maestro.
Your hair is so lovely. It must take you a long time to fix it that way.
Oh, no. It only takes about 10 minutes to do my hair.
10 minutes, huh? Takes me longer than that to find mine. All right, sing your song, honey child.
He's not so handsome, he's not very tall, and on the smart set, he's nothing at all. He was the first one to answer the call, that soldier of mine. He's just a private, just one of the crowd. He's got that something that makes me so proud. Keep old glory as high as a cloud, that soldier of mine. I wish he knew how much I've been missing him. Every single day we're apart, but I still have a memory of kissing him the day he marched away with my heart. Oh, there at the station, I tried not to cry. I kept on smiling while waving goodbye. I know he'll come back, that wonderful guy. Most I love him. How I love that soldier of mine.
Thank you, Elise. That's a great song, That Soldier of Mine. It's a great title, too. And you know, I couldn't help thinking of that soldier of Oz. That sailor of Oz, that marine of Oz, all those gallant lads in our armed forces, and how it's up to all us citizens to stand behind them, and how best to back them up. Well, the thing to do is to get into the right war job right now. The easiest and surest way to do that is to drop into the office of the United States Employment Service nearest your home. If the manpower shortage in your area is critical, your right war job will be there waiting for you. And if there's no shortage yet, you can enroll for a free training course so that when the time comes, you can step right into the breach. In this great war, my friends, the chips are really down. Let's see to it that our old Uncle Sam holds the winning hand. And now, let me see. As a complete surprise to everyone, after much coaxing and urging, I've prevailed upon myself to sing. Oh, dear, I'm so lonesome when I'm not around. A brand new song, ladies and gentlemen, about a glamour gal, Tilly the Toiler. I hope you like it. I'm sure you must have heard of Tilly.
Tilly the Toiler.
Yeah, she drove a million fellows silly.
Tilly the Toiler.
She quit her job and said farewell to Mr. Simpkins and Mac. She stored her clothes and now she wears a uniform on her back. She's a wag. She's a wag.
Tilly the Toiler. Pretty as she can be.
Yeah.
Tilly the Toiler joined the WAAC.
She used to ride in the best of cars, but now she rides in a Jeep that jars. Tilly the Toiler. Pretty Tilly's a whack.
Hey! Tilly the Toiler. Pretty as she can be.
You bet.
Tilly the Toiler. Joined the WAAC.
When all the boys learned that she left town, they all joined up just to be around. Tilly the Toiler. Pretty Tilly the Whack.
Hey! Tilly the Toiler. Pretty as she can be.
Uh-huh.
Tilly the Toiler joined the WAAC.
Make me know it. Every time she's in a cafe, but now she digs for the USA. Tilly the Toiler.
Pretty Tilly the Whack.
Nice going, Mr. Verney. There's a definite place in the world for a voice like yours. Well, thank you, Mr. Dean Taylor. Just what place would you say it was, sir? I don't know, but it ain't radio. How do you like Mr. Taylor saying ain't? Comes now the dear old King Jester. Oh, dear. Georgie, you guys, I hate to say this publicly on the radio, but you fellas were late for rehearsal. Where were you?
We were fishing in the Chicago River, Maestro.
Well, how could you fish in the Chicago River? The river's frozen over.
Well, we've worked out a new system. We fish with a saw, a baseball bat, some hot dogs, and some mustard.
Are you kidding?
No. I take the saw and saw a hole in the ice.
Mm-hmm.
Then I hold a hot dog in my hand until the fish comes up to eat it.
Yeah.
He goes away.
Uh-huh.
Then I set the jar of mustard right on the edge of the hole.
So what?
He sees it, and when he comes up to put some mustard on his hot dog, I hit him with the baseball bat.
Oh, what? Hit him with a downbeat, Caesar. What?
I want a zoo,
suit with a re-sleep with a great shape and a stuff cup to look sharp enough. See my Sunday gal. I want a re-sleep with a right stripe and a dress vest with a glad plaid in the latest fad. See my Sunday gal. I want to look keen, so my dream will say, you don't look like the same boy, so keen that you'll scream. Here comes my walking rainbow, so make a suit, suit, with a reef sleeve, with a great shape, and a stuff cup to look sharp enough, see my Sunday gal. Zoot, zoot, reef sleeve, great shape, sharp enough to see my Sunday gal.
What's she gonna be wearing?
Brown gown, zop top, hip slip, sharp enough to see her Sunday man.
And I want to look keen, so my dream will stay. You don't look like the same boy, so keen that she'll scream. Here comes my walking rainbow.
So make a zoot-zoot, replete, drape shape, stuff cuff, breathe, sleeve, right, right, dress, 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 dress.
I want to dress fit to kill. Oh, I can give her a thrill.
Fellas, who you fixin' to meet?
Gonna meet my Sunday, Sunday gal.
Nice going, King's Jesters. You are cute with the suit there, really. Incidentally, the King's Jesters want me to announce that they are the original King's Jesters. All others are facsimiles. A little commercial. Yowza, yowza. They're celebrating their 48th year together today. Well, I guess that just about brings us to the bottom of the old cracker barrel for today. But come tomorrow, we'll be back again, same time, same station for the Wrigley Spearman Gum folks. By that time, we'll have some new tunes rehearsed, probably put a switcheroo on an old joke or two. All in all, we'll try to see to it that something is cooking every minute. Because every minute counts with us, just as it does with you guys and gals in war work. You know, when a fellow's working, especially when he's working on a job that calls for doing the same thing over and over again all day long, he's likely to get a bit tense and breathless. Sometimes the minutes seem to drag, and the guys have to get to wondering if some practical joker started the old clock running backwards. Well, that's the time to yank out a package of Wrigley Spearmint Gum and start chewing. See if it doesn't give you a nice little boost just when you need a break in the old routine. It'll do it if you chew it. That it will. And now the time has come to say a bit of au revoir and goodbye. The time to quit, unfortunately, is drawn nigh. But don't forget, if you want your work to hum, chew good old Wrigley Spearmint Gum. Yowza. So long, a fond cheerio, a bit of a tweet tweet. God bless you, and goodbye.
A war worker with a special skill can often put 100 lesser skilled men and women to work turning out war materials for our fighting men. If you know a trade useful in any kind of war factory, and if you are still in your peacetime job, get into a war job. There's no future in your peacetime job unless we win this war. So for your own future, for our country's future, register for a war job now. Register at your nearest United States Employment Service office. Ben Burney will return tomorrow at the same time. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.